This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. On this program, we've talked about food deserts and news deserts, even legal deserts. And today we are expanding our repertoire of arid metaphors by talking about preschool deserts. According to the Illinois State Board of Education, there are 178 cities and towns in the state that do not have enough preschool programs for their children. This is even as Illinois ranks 8th in the nation for preschool enrollment. And there's a new effort underway to address these preschool deserts. The State Board is offering grants to launch new preschool programs and help existing ones grow. Joining us now to talk more about this is the State Superintendent of Education, Tony Sanders. He's been on the job since late February, and prior to that, he had been superintendent of Elgin School District U46, the second largest district in the state behind Chicago. Notably, he's been credited with helping launch a play-based all-day kindergarten program, eliminating U46's structural deficit, and growing its dual language program. Superintendent Sanders, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Thank you so much. Nice to talk to you again, Brian.
And listeners, you, as always, are welcome to join our conversation at 800-222-9455. Especially if you have a child that's soon to be of preschool age or maybe a grandchild, maybe you are affiliated with an institution that might be interested in starting a preschool program. Let us know. 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Superintendent, can we talk specifically, what exactly is a preschool desert? How do you define that?
So we define a preschool desert as any community where at least 80% of 3- and 4-year-old children from low-income families lack access to preschool. And as you noted in your opening comments, we have communities across the state where you aptly refer to them as deserts. They're areas in the state that just do not have enough early childhood opportunities for our children to attend. And that's what we're trying to address with the request for funding and all the work that we're doing around early childhood through the Smart Start program.
Is it a supply problem or a demand problem, generally speaking?
Both. It's both. But right now, it tends to be more on the supply side. The demand is there in many communities. The challenge is having the capacity locally, both infrastructure, capital, so basically space in school districts or community organizations, teachers, and the resources necessary to operate early childhood centers. So the $75 million that we're asking the General Assembly to appropriate for this upcoming school year would provide an additional 5,000 seats across the state to begin narrowing those deserts and actually trying to reduce the number of deserts across the state.
So let's talk a little bit about where some of these deserts are. Are there commonalities that these communities have?
It's actually wide ranging. You see urban centers that lack adequate early childhood opportunities, rural areas that are lacking. So it is a universal problem where we have seats basically across the entire state of Illinois. So we have our haves and our have-nots across this very diverse state. We actually have an interactive tool on our website for anybody that is considering applying for a grant, school districts, community organizations, daycare centers. If you're looking to apply for a grant, we have an interactive map on our website, isbe.net, where you can look and see where are the current deserts. And we're really trying to focus these dollars, this $75 million, towards those areas that are currently lacking. But you find them in Champaign, you find them in Springfield. You have a lot of areas in this state that are deserts.
Yeah, one of our producer, Jose, looked up, I think this morning, some of the areas where our show is heard, Carbondale, the mm-hmm. Shawnee District 84, Dietrich District 30, Bloomington Normal, Eureka District 140, McLean County District 5, in Peoria, the Morton District 709, and in Rockford, Belvedere District 100, are some of the communities where this need has been identified. Let's take a step back, though. I think I'm imagining some number of our listeners say, you know, I started kindergarten without any preschool. I was fine. How important from a modern understanding is preschool in early childhood education?
So all the research that we know about young minds, young brains, is that the earlier we can get to students, the better off they're going to perform. And there, I think you're right. There was a generation when early childhood opportunities may not have existed in all communities, but you had families that would typically step in and serve in that role. For many of our low-income families especially, that it just is not happening. And so we see low-income children are half as likely to start kindergarten displaying early math, literacy, and the social emotional skills necessary to enter kindergarten and be successful. And so especially for our low-income families, this is a critical time in a child's life. And the sooner we can get them into a program to get those basic, the basic understandings of even how to learn, the better off those children will perform.
Yeah, you said math, literacy, social, emotional skills. That I wanted to ask, what do children learn in preschool? Say more about that.
So programs are different depending on how they structure their program. I can speak from, you know, U46 when I was there as the superintendent. As you mentioned, I started up a full day kindergarten program. And right before I left, they had just passed a bond referendum that would have provided full day early childhood opportunities for all students in that school district over the next 5 years. That was part of our vision. And we were moving towards a play-based curriculum, meaning that kids are learning through playing with one another. We know that young learners learn through social interaction more than any other form of learning. So the more kids are learning together by play, the better off they perform. So that's what you see most of the programs moving towards, is a play-based curriculum. But you still have other programs that are that'll have different blended models of learning for students to meet the needs of their specific community. So it kind of varies from program to program, but I think the research really demonstrates the play-based is the best approach.
That's interesting. And I was going to ask, because Governor J.B. Pritzker is expected to sign legislation that will require full-day kindergarten in public schools. Mm-hmm. Are children who start kindergarten without having attended preschool at a disadvantage? You touched on this a little bit with some of the stats earlier.
They are, absolutely. There's universal agreement, I think, among legislators. Obviously, the governor is a huge proponent of early childhood education. All of our local businesses and industries across the state recognize the importance of investing in early childhood education. So there is a universal buy-in to this idea that we need to get to kids earlier, and three and four-year-olds all should be in some sort of a program if we can provide it at all. It really does make a difference in their preparedness for kindergarten. And once you get a kid on track in kindergarten through third grade, you're setting them up for future success. And the research on that just is undisputable.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Dr. Tony Sanders, the state superintendent in Illinois, the Illinois State Board of Education. And we're talking about preschool deserts and an effort to expand access to preschool to very young children in a number of communities across the state. The state has identified 178 cities and towns that do not have sufficient preschool programs for their children. And this effort is an attempt to address that, offering grants to launch new preschool programs and help existing ones grow. So let's talk about what sorts of organizations can apply for this funding. It's not maybe for people who don't have haven't had young kids in a while. What sorts of organizations are running preschools, and where is there room for growth with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, and I appreciate Brian that you asked that. So it's public school districts will operate early childhood centers. We also, but it's not just limited to school districts. Right now, applications can be submitted by daycare centers, by private schools, daycares, churches, any community-based organization that wants to or has the ability to offer early childhood opportunities for families are encouraged to apply for these funds. And again, we are asking the legislature for another $75 million through the Smart Start program for this upcoming budget, which hopefully the legislature will heed that call and provide those funds this year. That will give us 5,000 more seats within this upcoming school year. And then within those different programs, whether it's a school district or a community-based organization, there are three different types of grants available for organizations. We have our Preschool for All program, which is your traditional half-day program that many students across the state are engaged in. We have a preschool for all expansion grant, which is a full day preschool program for 3 and 4 year olds. And then we have a prevention initiative, which is a comprehensive child development program that serves children age birth through age 3. That includes some home visiting and center-based instruction for students. So all three of those are programs that community-based organizations and school districts can apply for and potentially receive funding. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give you the website where organizations that are interested can go. Our website is isbe.net/preschool. And at that site, we offer all the resources that you could need to potentially apply for and be accepted for one of these grant opportunities.
Is there sufficient capacity among staff for this kind of expansion that you're looking to do? I mean, you don't have to go far to see a news story about the crisis in childcare and early childhood staffing levels.
You are correct. There are certainly challenges with staffing universally, not just in Illinois, but across the nation. In early childhood, one of the benefits of the grant opportunity that we're using here is that when you're working with community-based organizations, daycare centers, and others, is it does give us a wealth of additional staff members outside of the traditional school district. So there are many more opportunities for successful grants. And I can assure you, Brian, that within that $75 million, organizations will come forward with proposals that they will be able to staff, undoubtedly.
So we've been talking, I think, aiming our conversation largely at providers, if you will, or institutions. What about individual parents or grandparents of children? Maybe they don't feel like they have the financial means to put them through a private preschool, and maybe there's not a public one available to them. Is there any assistance or what can they do?
So there, that is part of the challenge that we have here. I'll never forget when we were testifying before the legislature on this expansion grant. There was a principal from Jefferson County who spoke to the fact that there was no child care opportunities within his community. And so the options for him and his wife were either for one of them to quit and stay home, or to leave their children with a grandmother or grandfather, with some grandparent. And that is that's the challenge with these deserts, is that the children just do not have a place to go during the day while their parents are working. And as you know, many parents both will work in this day and age. And so that is exactly why we need to continue this investment in these communities.
Once again, if people want to learn more about this program, and if you want to say the website again, where they can
absolutely
go to. Yeah.
I'd love to. It's isbe.net/preschool.
All right. Superintendent Tony Sanders, thank you for taking the time to be with us today on the 21st show.
Thanks so much for the opportunity to discuss this, this proposal. Very much appreciated.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. We love hearing what you think about what we've been talking about, whether it's today or any show from the recent or even the distant past. If you like it, if you think we got something right, if you think we got something wrong or just didn't like our conversation, let us know. Send an email to talk@21stshow.org, or you can leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. If you're not in a position to write down those contacts right now, you can always go to our website, 21stshow.org. Or again, you can find our phone number, our email address, social media links, and get in touch with us that way. While you're there, you can also find a link to subscribe to our podcast, or just go to Apple or Spotify or anywhere else you get your podcasts and search for The 21st Show. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our intern is Owen Henderson. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.